How you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little sore all over, but I'm good.
Awesome. Not
Great.
awesome that you're, but awesome you're good.
Well, it's good that I'm sore all over. I went to the gym for the first time in like 15 years, so
Yeah, that'll certainly do it.
yeah. This is Writerings, a podcast where we talk about writer stuff, advice, life issues, and all that good stuff. My name is Greg,
And I'm Martin.
and we welcome you to this week's episode where we will talk about fan fiction. And if you agree, if you disagree, or if you have fan fiction for us to read, send it our way on Twitter, either individually, we are pretty active there, or to the Writerings account at Writerings on Twitter, or on email, writerings.podcast@gmail.com. And
We're
since,
always looking for things to read.
absolutely, that's, anything but writing. And anything that takes time away from writing, we are up for. And since I'm still, in the doghouse, and it was your idea to talk about fan fiction, I will let you take it away.
Hey, I never said you were in the doghouse.
Well, I put myself in the doghouse.
Yeah, well, don't imply that it's my fault then.
I didn't. I just said I'm in the doghouse. I mean, what you interpret from that is really not my fault.
We wanted to discuss what fan fiction. I brought it up for a number of reasons. One of them being that a lot of authors, at some point or another, when they're actively engaging in conversation with their fans, sooner or later somebody does bring up the concept, the question of how particular authors feel about fan fiction, whether it be about fan fiction based on their own works or the idea of fan fiction in general. And I thought it'd be a good topic for us to cover because there are people out there who like fan fiction, who like reading it, who like writing it, and there are also others who don't like it for a variety of reasons. And both sides are equally valid. So I thought that's something we'd cover this week.
Yeah, it's a great topic, and for especially for writers who are younger, and not as much practiced, it's a great way to get into the craft, because there's lot
Definitely.
less pressure, less work, quote unquote. Because good fan fiction obviously needs just about as much work as anything you come up with. So
Definitely.
I know that you are writing fan fiction, so what kind?
I'm mostly active in the community for Star Trek Online. For those who aren't aware, Star Trek Online is a free-to-play game on PC and consoles, based as it implies in the Star Trek universe, where you actually get to create your own captain. You pick one of the major factions to play in, and you go through a huge string of missions throughout the Star Trek universe. And it mainly came about with right at the very start of the Starfleet missions. I started thinking, how would my particular character feel in this particular position? It's almost an emotional thing for what the character experiences, and fresh out of the Starfleet Academy, they suddenly get thrown into this massive war. And whenever that I'm playing a game that involves character creators, I always love to actually create the backstory for my character, just even in my own head. So with that backstory kind of building in my mind, I started thinking, how would this character actually react? How would she feel in this exact situation? And that started off my imagination. I started imagining exactly what would be happening to her, how she would be feeling. And then I started writing it. Okay. Because I just felt so compelled.
Let me just stop you right there, because let's just unpack this for a second. first of all, I would have thought you wrote the Warhammer fanfiction, so that's kind of a surprise. And the second is that you're a Trekkie. I may have to evaluate our friendship. You know, and I love that you said she, because we can probably dedicate a whole episode to gender fluidity or gender roles in writing. And I am writing what I'm writing is a novel seen through a female protagonist, and I'm a guy, obviously, and I like that male authors go at attempting to understand the other side, so to speak, as long as, you know, it's done. I mean, I know that it's done in a respectful way on your end.
Yeah.
But you know, it can be pretty funny, tragic.
Yeah,
something along those lines.
I think we've both seen examples of it done really badly. Because let's face it, when it's done really badly, it usually gets thrown around our usual forums quite a lot. So I know for a fact there's definitely been comments made about it on Tumblr and also our own Twitter. So
it
can get done very badly.
Yeah, it's a dangerous terrain to navigate, but at the same time I think it's worth exploring, even if we fail. It's a very different exercise that kind of enriches us as human beings, and it doesn't necessarily have to enrich our work, as long as, you know, we are deploying empathy and trying to see through another person's eyes who are different from us. So yeah, that's interesting. And the other thing that's interesting is that I would say that when you say fan fiction, the first thing that comes, it's obviously a very vague term, and
it can be, yeah.
People's minds would go to like TV shows and kind of static universes that. You know, writers take existing characters and I don't know, change the relationships or tell different stories. But obviously, in your case, and it's perfectly valid fan fiction. I mean, Star Trek is an open universe in that respect, and the fact that you are telling the stories of your own character, that's definitely not, I wouldn't say that it's traditional fan fiction, but it's definitely fan fiction.
The kind of fan fiction you previously described, where you're taking a set universe with set characters and telling your own stories within that or changing some of the relationships, that is is the kind of like the original fan fiction, and Yeah, taking my own work as an example, even within Star Trek Online, yes, although it's a broader game set within an existing universe, there are still set characters. So I'm still borrowing them to interact with my own homemade characters. And because it's still set in the Star Trek universe, they do quite frequently bring characters from the TV shows into the game, and they actually they're quite well known for rehiring the original actors to do the voice work for these characters, and that's something I've always loved about the game. But I certainly agree that it's not quite traditional fan fiction, but because it's taking place in a universe that's not my own, it is still considered fan fiction.
Yeah. When I was thinking about fan fiction in general, when you first brought up the topic, just a little behind the scenes for the listeners, we usually communicate in Twitter private messages, and we had this what our next topic should be, and Martin said fan fiction, and I was like, okay, then settled. And you know, it makes you think, like, what do you think about fan fiction? And do you read fan fiction?
There's certain fandoms that I like to follow. Sometimes when I play or read or see something new, if I enjoy the universe enough, I'll actually go out and actually look for fan fiction on it. And sometimes I do that because I want to see how other people have utilized the characters. Sometimes I look for it to see if somebody's maybe written a particular relationship pairing or something, or a storyline that I've thought about myself. And if I see that they haven't done that, yeah, I'll still read some of the work that's there, but then probably start thinking about doing my own within the same universe.
I don't read fan fiction. I like fan fiction as a concept, and I like I have a couple of pieces in various genres that I wrote way back when that are fan fiction, but I generally don't read it, and I was trying to articulate the reason why, and the thing that I came up with, and I think that's a good advice for writers who are venturing into fan fiction, is that I dislike when a writer tries to emulate the voice and the cadence and the rhythm of the existing material. Obviously, that's kind of a starting point. But at the same time, I think during the editing process, it should be moved away from it, because I like the universe, I like the themes of the property, but at the same time, I want to read something new. I want to read a different take than the, because you know, emulating somebody else's voice is never going to be the same as the original, and if I wanted to read the original, I would. So I'm always looking for, and as this was going through my head, I was watching Westworld, and last week's episode was a little bit like fan fiction done well. I know it's, you know, it's not, but that's the kind of, you know, they took a very background character, they put him front and center, they told a very harrowing, very heartbreaking, well structured story, but it was so different from the original or the main story arc, and at the same time very organically connected to it. I think that's the kind of fan fiction I would be looking for. It's the, you know, it's the same universe, it's the same topics, the same themes, but the voice is something new. The voice is something different. Even if there is interaction between the established characters or the events or what have you, I think it's very important that that there is an original voice. There is something new there that hasn't been explored.
That's certainly true. I'm not sure exactly whether you're using a voice there in the same way that I'm interpreting it, but on a slightly on the perhaps the other side of the coin, a lot of people do certainly like it when the voices of the characters are emulated. The other readers can like it because, you know, they like those characters for the way that they act and they speak, but also for the writer, I find, speaking from personal experience, that it can actually be very good practice for writing in different voices, so that when you're writing fan fiction of established characters, you're practicing writing dialogue in different styles, because you've got these established characters. They already have their own ways of talking and acting, so they've already got set mannerisms, which then translates when you start doing your own original works. You've got that experience of writing different characters that on the page, every time they talk, you can tell it's a different character. So I find that is actually quite a good practice.
Okay,
it is good to see these established characters portrayed in new ways, but I also think that portraying them in the original ways is also a good practice and a good start off point for your own works and your own dialogues in original work.
Definitely. When I said voice, I was more referring to kind of the narration and the way it is structured and it is styled. And obviously, making sure that the integrity of the original characters and events are intact, that's definitely important. And you said something very interesting, is that it's also good practice to try to emulate someone else's voice, even both for the character and both as a writer. Especially if someone aspires to go into a field like writing scripts for TV and trying to get into that world, because then as part of a writer's room, you have to be able to adapt to the existing style and the existing way of doing things. And from personal experience, I can say that it's incredibly beneficial for me as a copywriter, because the faster I can adapt to a client's brand, which is kind of the same process as adapting to a style of writing in fiction, the better off I am. So that's definitely something beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you think about fan fiction? Obviously, there is a lot of connected topics here, like copyright. Yeah. And we definitely have to do a copyright episode sometime, because that's just a clusterfuck of nonsense. But what do you think the value beyond, you know, the practice of the process? Is there value beyond that in fan fiction?
Yeah, I certainly do. I mean, I think it's as valid an art form of as regards writing as any other. Yeah, there's value in it. It still provides entertainment for people who love particular fandoms, and sometimes in some cases, certain ideas brought up by the fans have actually encouraged the original writers to view things in a way that they never anticipated, and in some occasions, fan ideas can actually become canon because of the ideas being brought up, actually making the writers think, well, that's something we never anticipated, but it's a really good idea. It's a really good way to actually take the franchise. It's a good idea, a good way of taking the IP, I suppose you could say. And it inspires the original writers to think about their own characters in a different way. So I think there is still quite a lot of value in it.
And I think there is an enormous value just putting fan fiction up. Like every writer should have a website of sorts, even if it's, you know, if it's just on Twitter or wherever, but somewhere where people can check out their work. And fan fiction can be actually a very good indicator of a writer's talent and capabilities, and that's very beneficial when building an audience and both when trying to prove if you are leaning that way to kind of get into. I think the ultimate reward of writing fan fiction is being invited to contribute to the canon.
That is kind of a big reward for any kind of fan fiction writer, I imagine.
Yeah, and you know, then I would assume that realities kind of kick in real soon, and you know, like fan fiction is, you know, it's something you do out of love. And you know, when you do it professionally, then that's not fan fiction, and it's a very different feeling. I would presume. I have no idea, but I have no practical experience in that area. But yeah, it's definitely hugely beneficial to just you know, if you're writing fan fiction or creating fan fiction of any kind, because thankfully the internet gave us unlimited number of options for different kinds of fan fiction. Just put it out there. You won't be able to sell it anyway because, you know, copyright. But to hone your skills, to show off your skills. And it's beneficial to the subject of the fan fiction. I mean, it's free advertising. So a couple of years ago, it was more common than now. But you know, I never could understood companies who have shut down fan sites and stuff like that, because you know it's free advertising. It's not like they are making money off of it.
That's very true.
And I certainly understand as a creative person that the intent behind copyright and protecting your IP is important. But at the same time, you know, there has to be some kind of common sense and letting others into the sandbox.
Yeah, you don't want to be these people don't want to be shutting down fan sites purely for the sake of being overprotective about their own IP. You know, sometimes it has happened. They've just shut other fan sites down purely because it's a case of, no, this work is mine or this work is ours. And that's something they really want to try and to avoid, because as you've just pointed out, you know, a lot of these fan sites provide free advertising and free publicity for these companies or these authors or creative types, whoever they may be. And yeah, by trying to shut down these fan areas where people, you know, congregate and actually share their own love of a particular fandom, they risk actually alienating the people that have made the thing successful in the first place, which is extremely dangerous.
Exactly. At the beginning, you said that there are valid arguments for both for and against fan fiction. So what kind of arguments do you hear against it?
So I think from looking at it from the point of view of a creative myself, I think what a lot of other creative people think is they don't like the idea of creating something in something that's not your own. So they look at it on it as a negative thing, where you're writing something or producing something where you haven't actually put in the work into the world building or into the character building. You're just taking other people's work and then doing something new with it. From a personal standpoint, I think I don't mind that. I actually think there's quite a bit of value in it, as we've discussed, but there are other people who view it that way. And yeah, as I've said, that's also a valid opinion.
Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of creators don't like the lack of originality behind doing fan fiction.
Well, yeah, that was kind of the major major counter argument, is that it's not original. On the one hand, I can understand it in the way that, you know, fan fiction, when done right, it's a lot of work. It's almost as much work as creating something from scratch. And from a logical standpoint, if you have the talent and the inclination to put that much work into something creative, why not create something original? But first of all, fan fiction lowers the barriers. So if you are passionate about something, then you already have the kind of drive and concept that would be, without it, it would be impossible for some people to get into things. And I think that's great that these options exist. On the other hand, originality is such a romantic idea, and I don't mean romantic I mean romantic in a the age of romantics. They came up with the notion of the only art worth anything is original, when the entirety of art history from the beginning of time is about building on other people's ideas and stories. Shakespeare stole most of his plays from somebody else.
Just to kind of chime in there, there's I think there's a common saying of there's only about 7 original storylines actually in existence, and everything else ever produced are just variations of those storylines. So yeah, originality is a very vague and nebulous concept these days, and how original something can be seen is these days it's nothing's really that original anymore. The only real original thing is the voice of the person telling the story.
Exactly. It's not the what that's original. It's the how. And
yeah,
you know, if we want, we can start paying royalties to the ancient Greeks, but I don't think that's practical.
I don't think they care much.
I seem to remember reading about, and for the life of me, I can't find it. I seem to remember reading about a study in college where some maniacs, in a good way, maniac, pulled together all the crime fiction ever published into a matrix and basically concluded that every single scenario, every single possible scenario in crime fiction has been done, with the exception of the reader being the murderer. And so, yeah, originality is dead, and it's probably never been alive, and there is not much point it's not original. Of course it's not. The deeper you go, the less original it gets. It's the old adage of ideas are shit, execution is everything. I think Casey Neistat said that. Like, everybody has idea. The execution is where it's happening.
Yeah. Another saying that I've seen kicking around recently is I can't remember who originally quoted it, but the saying is, has it been done before? I'm sure it has, but it's never been done before by you.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. Yeah,
I think that is the real core of it, is that as you said, it's not the what, it's the how. So it's not the story that's being told that's original, is the voice, as we've said before, and I think therein lies the true originality, and that is what lends things like fan fiction its value.
Yeah, and that's basically what I was arguing for earlier, is that if you are doing fan fiction and trying to kind of recreate the style and voice being, you know, the narration and the writer's voice of the original, then you're doing it wrong. If you just take the themes and topics and even the characters and make something original, good on you. And you definitely should do that.
Absolutely.
So any notable fan fiction that you may want to, you know, share as good or as bad, you know, examples of, because you, like I said, I don't read fan fiction precisely because that originality that I'm looking for is not always there, but I'm you know, I'm happy to be proven wrong, and I'm always looking for something to do besides writing.
Well, asking me about particular fan fictions are good would probably be a little bit unfair, because I'll either start talking about my own,
well, please,
or
do.
I think the problem there is that obviously, I've only read a very small selection of fan fictions that are available. I've read only a particular set of things within a handful of fandoms. So it would be very unfair of me to pick out a couple of things in the very, very limited view that I've had, to be honest, as particularly noteworthy. And if we want to start talking about really bad fan fiction, then there is a particular something that was published and which was very famously started off as fan fiction of something that was equally terrible. But I don't know if I've really got the authority to speak about that either.
All right. So how about this? Dear listeners, send us the best fan fiction you read or so, or the worst fan fiction that you read or so. We will very quietly, you know, judge and laugh the bad ones, but we will be proudly sharing the good ones. So if you write fan fiction, we are very, very happy to lend your work a platform, a voice, some amplification on our Twitter page, and even we can, you know, if there are enough submissions and we feel that it's something that we can sustain, we can make it a regular segment, and you know, weekly fan fiction spotlight or something or other.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's I'm all for that. Anything else?
So by all means, send us what you want to share with us.
Yes, please. Swamp us in emails and tweets and direct messages and what have you. I was just thinking that whether fan fiction is kind of ramping up or winding down these days, but I probably won't be able to answer that.
I'd say probably ramping up, considering the fact that there's more. I think it's certainly never going to die off, because there's always new things coming out. There's going to be new fandoms being produced, and people, loads of different people, are always going to have their own storylines and their own things that they want to tell within established universes. It's certainly never going to go away. And with there being more ways of getting your work out, so there's fanfiction.net, there's archive of our own, people are publishing it on Tumblr and Wattpad and things like that. There's so many ways of getting work out. I think it is escalating.
Oh yeah, Tumblr and Wattpad, they are the hotbeds of fan fiction. So and also it's an interesting thought that if we are looking at trends in IPs and universes, these kind of open-ended kind of franchisee concepts are a lot more common. So there are more, or maybe they are much more mainstream. I'm not sure if statistically I'm right, but it definitely feels that instead of individual novels, we always get series, and instead of closed, isolated silos of stories, we get universes to play in, and that's something of a trend, and that's very good for fan fiction, because there is a lot more room, a lot more sand in the sandbox.
Absolutely.
That's it for this week, and because we are going to again a little peek behind the scenes, we are going to record our next week's episode this week as well. We already know what we will be talking about, so that's a very long-winded way of saying that this is a teaser for next week, when we discuss the tools of the trade, the softwares that we use or could use but don't use, and why not, and is it good or is it bad, or is it both a little bit, that we have all these options to get the words from our brains to the paper. Send us your fan fiction, send us your thoughts, leave a review, and just talk to us on Twitter mostly. It's at writerings, or you can find, because I won't be able to pronounce either of our handles at this point, so or send us an email, writerings.podcast@gmail.com. And thank you very much for listening and staying with us. And we will talk to you next week.
Just to add the usual mention that any information that you might usually want, or any links, will be posted in the show notes. So if you need help finding where we are, just have a look there, and you'll be able to hunt us down from there.
Absolutely. Stalk us. Please stalk us. We need the attention.
Absolutely. Anything else to help us procrastinate?
Yeah, definitely. Please don't make us write. We are writers. We don't do that.
Until next week, thank you very much for listening in.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.